Hi, we're turning back the clock on February 27, the day in 1977 when ABBA commenced their first and only tour of Australia. While they were here, a movie was made and a TV special was presented by the group.
I suppose you would like to meet the rest of ABBA.
Hello, I'm Agnetha.
Hello, I'm Frida.
And I'm Benny.
In 1992, Tiger Woods became the youngest PGA golfer in 35 years when he teed off aged just 16.
It just kind of pumps me up and I play better.
And today is the anniversary of the death of comedian Spike Milligan. He died aged 83 on February 27, 2002.
Good evening, 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 good evening. 16 good evenings, where we used to do with one. That shows you the level to which the English good evening, along with a pound, has fallen.
And Leonard Nimoy also died on this day. We lost the acting great, best known for playing Mr. Spock on Star Trek in 2015.
No permanent damage was done.
What happened?
The occipital area of my head seems to have impacted with the arm of the chair.
February 27 birthdays, Joanne Woodward is 89. Here she is in Long Hot Summer with husband of 50 years, the late Paul Newman.
Never know till you try.
Mr. Quick, there's a volume of Jane Austen upstairs by my bed and a glass of hot milk that's getting cold.
Aussie Rules legend Ron Barassi is 83 today. The commentator played for Melbourne, Carlton and coached North Melbourne to their first premiership. How about this on-field spray from Barassi, the coach?
You come down here, not concentrated. You could have got to the Carlton, small man, but oh no, I'm going to protect myself.
Another big sporting birthday, the man they call Deeks. Robert Di Castella turned 62. He was named Australian of the Year in 1983.
Once he sees that finishing line in his sights, he's going to get up on his toes and sprint.
Finally, remembering one of Hollywood's greatest actresses, Dame Elizabeth Taylor. She was born on this day in 1932, died aged 79 in 2011.
I asked it of Julius Caesar. I demand it of you.
Remembering Dame Elizabeth Taylor on February 27.